The King County Sheriff's Office has a new watchdog. Deborah Jacobs is the new director of the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, known as OLEO. When police officers are accused of misconduct, OLEO monitors the investigation to make sure it was done properly. But an audit last year found that OLEO lacked independence, authority, and even basic information to provide meaningful oversight. Last year, voters gave OLEO more authority to oversee the King County Sheriff's Office, and now it's Deborah Jacobs' job to put those new powers into practice. She told KUOW's Bill Radke why this office is so crucial.
Number one is because the community needs to have confidence in law enforcement, know that there's oversight, know that they have a voice, know that they have a safe space to which they can bring complaints, and that they'll be addressed thoroughly and thoughtfully. So it's a trust issue. This office can build confidence and trust in the Sheriff's Department by serving as a strong advocate for the community. Secondly, the sheriff's position is an elected office, and although we presently have a sheriff who is known to be very accountable and concerned about misconduct, we don't know who the next sheriff will be, and we don't know, you know, what kind of climate or culture will be created in the department under new leadership. So it's important that we have an oversight office so that no matter who is in the position of sheriff, the community has a voice and a place to come to bring their concerns.
In a perfect world, what powers would your office have?
In a perfect world, citizen oversight needs access to information, authority to interview, to review complaints, to investigate, all those things. It depends on the region, but sometimes subpoena power is an issue for access to information. Certainly no one wants to see a citizen oversight body set up to fail. And so here in King County, we need both adequate authority and adequate resources to get the job done.
My understanding is that in Newark, New Jersey, the equivalent office has the power to get officers fired. Is that right? And how does that compare to here and why?
I think the question of whether an external office should have that kind of authority is something that really needs to be thoroughly thought through. On one hand, it's really challenging as a manager of a large department to not have final say in what happens to your people. On the other hand, when we're talking about the most direct and most dangerous action, an encounter between police and citizen, that really deserves the highest level of scrutiny. There's almost no other context in which government have the armed potential to hurt citizens, and so it's a really unique relationship, and it's very immediate, it's very direct, it's very dangerous. And for that reason, advocates in Newark and elsewhere have sought disciplinary power.
You've said that we need to change the job description of what a police officer is. What do you mean by that?
Some people talk about policing styles in terms of guardians versus warriors, and that gets to what the priorities of the community are. Do we want them to mostly take a role of assisting and helping people and dealing with higher level crimes, or do we want broken windows and other quality of life crimes addressed? And, you know, if you have a job description for a warrior, you're going to attract warriors to that position. If you have a job description for a guardian, then you'll attract people who want to have that kind of impact and role as a police officer. So, you know, you get what you hire for, and if we might be able to rethink some of what we ask our officers to do, we might have better outcomes and increased community confidence.
Deborah Jacobs was appointed this week as director of King County's Office of Law Enforcement Oversight. She spoke with KUOW's Bill Radke.